This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India's social security coverage has seen a significant rise. According to International Labour Organization, ILO, India's social security coverage has doubled from 24.4% in 2021 to 48.8% in 2024, citing the ILO World Social Security Report 2024 to 2026. Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Mansukh Mandaviya, highlighted the progress made in expanding social security benefits across the workforce. He emphasized the government's commitment to skilling and empowering India's youth, ensuring that their talent makes a global impact. Dr. Mandaviya was speaking at the post-budget webinar on investing in people. Gujarat will become the second state in the country to implement the Uniform Civil Code UCC after Uttarakhand. Addressing the State Assembly, State Law Minister Hrishikesh Patel said, "This is a step towards ensuring equal justice for all the people of the state and realizing the concept of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat." Our correspondent reports that the budgetary demands of the Department of Law were passed in the Legislative Assembly yesterday. The Parliament has passed the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024, with Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha had passed it in December last year. It aims to enhance disaster preparedness, response and recovery across the country. The bill amends the Disaster Management Act 2005 and intends to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority and the State Disaster Management Authorities. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the size and scale of disasters have changed and the responses must change accordingly.
हम इस विधेयक के माध्यम से reactive response से proactive risk reduction की ओर जाना चाहते हैं. Manual monitoring की जगह से AI आधारित real time monitoring की ओर जाना चाहते हैं और रेडियो पर चेतावनी की जगह सोशल मीडिया एप्स और मोबाइल की चेतावनी की ओर जाना चाहते हैं. गवर्नमेंट लेड रिस्पांस की जगह मल्टी डायमेंशनल रिस्पांस जिसमें सोसाइटी भी शामिल है, नागरिक भी शामिल है, उसकी ओर जाना चाहते हैं.
The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2025, incorporating 35 government amendments aimed at tariff rationalization and boosting domestic manufacturing. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2025-26. In Telangana, rescuers have recovered one more body from the partially collapsed Srisailam Left Bank Canal Tunnel project in Nagar Kurnool district after over a month. District Collector Bhavath Santosh informed the media that the body was located during the search operation yesterday. With this, a total of two bodies have been found so far. Chief Minister Revant Reddy has directed the authorities that the search operation continues till all those trapped are located. Last month, eight persons, including two engineers, were trapped in the tunnel when it collapsed. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order mandating sweeping changes to the U.S. election process. The changes require documentary proof of citizenship for voter registration and ensuring that all ballots are received by the election day. The order asserted that the U.S. has failed to enforce basic and necessary election protections and urged states to collaborate with federal agencies to share voter lists and prosecute election-related crimes. It also warned that states where election officials fail to comply may face cuts in federal funding. This action aligns with Trump's persistent claims of election irregularities and fraud, especially regarding mail-in voting. Republican lawmakers have voiced support for the order, asserting its necessity in restoring public confidence in election integrity. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh today. IMD predicted thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds and lightning at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, coastal Karnataka, South Interior Karnataka and Kerala Mahi. In the IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Gujarat Titans by 11 runs last night. And today, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.